Doherty. And finally, Wolves breakthrough. Raul Jimenez steered it home. And Molyneux explodes. To say that is overdue is to understate.
Welcome to EPL 1300.
Zaha turns end ahead of it. Joined now by Kouyaté. Zaha. Oh, that's sensational from Wilfried Zaha. What a wonderful goal. All his own work. And Huddersfield, despite all their first half possession, have been undone by a moment of pure brilliance from Wilfried Zaha.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
Here's Dos Santos. Lifts it into the area. Ibra!
Here's the hosts of EPL 1300, Lauro, Kali, and Mickey.
And Todd.
I don't even know what to say. I don't know how to start this. It's been so long since Kali has been here with us. What do I do?
Same thing you always do.
Usually, you
complain because your name's not first, but it is this time.
Yeah, I know, but I'm so angry that I don't even care. Todd Davis is with us, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Todd.
I think Todd's name needs to be added to the headlines. He's been here more than me.
Talk to Mickey. Talk to Mickey.
Yeah, I had him in there, but my voice guy said the gooner. It said the goner instead of the gooner.
Yes, he was in there. Hi, Kali.
What's up, Laro?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too. Good to see you,
too. Back from Secret Assignment.
Secret Assignment. I was doing a lot of research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were? Into what? Guinness?
No, just into basically soccer for the show. Traveling around for the show.
Nice. Mm.
I've got some snippets that Sean's going to play later on. No, I don't.
I knew that wasn't true. Yeah, welcome to EPL 1300. Now, we got a lot going on, and we have a short show today.
All right.
That's just the way it is. Because we have Reds baseball. Okay. And we, okay. So
yeah, we're all happy.
Yeah.
No, all right. Okay. All right. No fooling around.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get right to it. I want Pochettino fired.
Get out of town.
I want him out. I want him out.
Yeah. You Americans, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Last year, you're like, I love Pochettino. Pochettino's the best ever. We're going to win. Harry Kane and Pochettino are going to make lovely babies together. It's going to be fantastic. Now it's Pochettino out.
Yeah. I'm not sure I ever said that.
I know. Yeah.
That may just be
those
you.
Would be good-looking children, though, wouldn't they?
Boy, would they. You're right.
Some nose on them.
Giant foreheads.
Yeah, that five head on him. Rough.
I don't even know what to say about my Spurs.
I'm surprised that you're surprised, to be honest with you. I
mean, really?
Yeah. What the Spurs do.
The writing's on the wall. They don't have a big enough squad. They don't have the depth in the squad. And they can't keep on going back to the well for more and more out of their players.
All their guys were playing in the World Cup, too.
They're tired.
They're very tired.
Both of you calm down, all right? Just hold it. I understand all that. It doesn't mean I have to like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I have to like what I see on the pitch. I don't care about those excuses.
But you got to be rational.
Yeah, that's right.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do I have to be rational?
Because sport is rational.
That's right.
Boy, are you off.
Over the course of a whole season.
Yeah, it's early days, man.
Water finds its own level.
Very good. Right. Very good.
Yeah.
And the cream always rises to the top.
Here we go. Welcome to Cliche Thursday. Here we go. All right, enough about the Spurs. We got Champions League going on.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another thing. Okay? And I just said it to you, Gunnar.
Mm-hmm.
This is absurd. We have the Premier League season going on. And right after four or five games, you got to go play in the Champions League. You got to go play in the Europa League.
Oh, it's great. You got the best teams playing each other. Best teams from Europe playing each other. You don't have, the best team in England just squaring off against Burnley or Fulham.
And it also gives the lower teams, like the Watfords of the world,
Lower team, excuse me.
Who are now four wins out of five games.
Right.
Yeah.
that it gives them a chance to move themselves up the table while the other people are concentrating on the Champions League and they're spreading their squads a little bit thinner.
Yeah.
Watford of this world can move up. That's how Leicester actually won the World Cup in won the league a couple of years ago. Every other team was concentrating so much on Europe, and
they
all
weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
They slept.
Yep.
All right. Mickey, you said something to me about Spurs when we were having a very rational discussion like I'm having now, that you think this is a good thing for Spurs. Get out of the Champions League. Get out.
Well, I mean, it's not a good thing. You never want to lose.
Yeah.
You never go in intentionally thinking to lose.
Right,
but
correct.
Would it be the worst thing for this particular season where they're gassed from the World Cup, where they've didn't add any good players, they have a relatively
any
thin
players
bench. Would it be the worst thing in the world for them to bow out early in the Champions
League and just
League?
Concentrate
take
on
the prestige of having gotten there this year,
yeah,
and roll with the concentrate on
and get back
try
there
to stay
next,
in there yeah the try to stay in for next year.
That's what not, I said. Yeah, I don't know bad. Why you guys are so down on Spurs.
I actually have a
really
we're not.
I actually
you're the one who wants Pochettino fired. What are you talking? What is this guy talking about?
Duh.
I actually think Spurs have a better chance to win the Champions League than they do the Premier League. Ugh. It'd be like Liverpool in 2005.
Five, yeah.
When they had no chance to win the league because they couldn't do repeat performances that were of a high level, and they didn't have the squad to go out and win in Stoke or win in Burnley or the likes of them every week. But when the big games came, especially when they're at home in Anfield, they're able to get the squad together, and they got some great wins on the road, and they got some fantastic wins at home.
Mm-hmm.
I think Spurs have that ability because they have the talent and they have the skill level. It's just putting back-to-back-to-back-to-back wins for the league, and they just can't do that because they don't have a big enough squad at the moment.
Right. Yeah, but the one-offs, they could definitely go out there and win one-off games, make a run in the Champions League. Arsenal did the same thing in 06.
Yeah.
Made it to the finals. We lost to Barca, but it's definitely doable.
Dragged through by Henry, really, though, wasn't it? Like, he just.
It was more the defense, actually. We didn't let in a goal until the finals. In the knockout stages.
Did Henry not score like a hat-trick at Inter Milan or something like that?
No. He had a beautiful goal at the Bernabeu against Madrid.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
But yeah, there was like a stretch of probably like 4 or 5 games that we didn't let in a goal. I mean, we were playing good teams too. Villarreal, Real Madrid.
Defense,
that's right. I tell you, you know what it was though? It was Martin Keown who Wenger brought in and just drilled those guys
like
in defense.
Himself and Tony Adams. And
that's
all
right.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's
and then
a simpleton at the end of
for
the
what? Yeah, it's about all he could do. But it worked. But anyway, enough about that.
All right, are we through reminiscing?
Yeah,
here? you gotta flick back a bit. Yeah. Flick back a bit.
Let's come into the present.
Okay,
both of you, right here. Focus. There was a huge, huge result in the Champions League yesterday. Earth-shaking. Huge. Now, most people would think I'm talking about Man City losing to Lyon, but I'm not. I'm talking about the 2-2 draw between Shakhtar Donetsk and 1899 Hoffenheim. That blew my mind, really.
Boy.
Whatever.
I'm telling you, that's just a result I never thought I would see. Man City lost to Lyon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming. That was at home, too. What happened? Did you see the game?
Well, Pep was suspended.
Pep needs to be fired.
Pep was suspended. Really? He was up in the stands from a match ban from the previous year. Mikel Arteta was on the sideline. They just didn't have it. Lyon were just better than them at the end of the day. Like,
unrecognizable rabble is the term that was used to describe Man City yesterday.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's no reason ever they should lose to Lyon. Ever.
Yeah. It was a little
right?
weird.
No, yeah.
World Cup team.
No, but League One, which is your... as they say in France, it's a strong enough league. It's not a bad league. If they're in the Champions League, generally they're going to be a good side. It's not like United were trashing Young Boys or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that's a team, by the way. Young Boys is a team.
Yes,
I saw that
it is a team. Yes,
on my BBC Sport website, I saw it and I went, wait a minute, what?
Are they out of Belgium? Are they out of Belgium?
I can't even tell you.
Yeah, it's not, really small.
It's
country.
Hard to say when you can't tell by their name because their name is Young Boys.
It's a little odd.
I know.
They had a strong squad, too. I don't know what Man City was up to, man. It's weird.
All right. So we got Champions League going on. All these matches, and this is the first round of Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the whole world played yesterday and the few days before.
Mm-hmm.
Really good match, Liverpool and Paris Saint-Germain.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
was it actually a really good match? It's probably one of the worst 3-2 games I've seen in terms of quality and excitement. You know what I mean? Liverpool were lucky in the end to get the win, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I just didn't think the quality of the game wasn't to the standard that some of the games previously were.
Well, it wasn't a World Cup final.
No, well,
or a semifinal.
It's better than the World Cup
final. Yeah, I was going to say, or a semifinal, which are usually better.
Yeah, but, it's early days. It's early for both teams. League One has just started. They started a couple weeks after the Premier League. And then, Liverpool is just kind of getting into their stride. But, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was exciting. I like the fact that PSG came back, tied it up, made it an interesting game.
That's what I meant.
That was exciting.
More than anything.
And then Liverpool comes back and wins.
And, of course, the other big news out of the Champions League is Ronaldo.
Yeah.
His new club, Juve, they won, but he cried on the pitch, sobbing because he was sent off. I didn't like seeing it. It kind of shattered some myths for me about Ronaldo.
He's always been a crybaby.
He is a crybaby.
He's always been crying.
Yeah. What is this guy talking about? Crier.
No, he's the strongest, most stoic player in the world. So to me, it was kind of jolting to see him.
He's
that
reverting
way.
Back to still
he never complains. What?
They still won, though, Juventus.
Yeah.
And
they
with Ronaldo, they
2-0.
They got to be tipped to be favorites nearly to win the whole thing.
So, how many? He's out. Two games or three?
Definitely one. It's an automatic one match suspension. Yeah. And then I think it goes to a review board, and it could be 2-3 after that. So, it means he'd miss the return
for United
to Old Trafford where they take on United. But that was a good win for them. 2-0. Yeah. Away to Valencia. Valencia is not an easy place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always loved going there. all right. Anything? I actually have been there.
Have you?
Well, let's talk a little bit about Inter Milan beating Spurs.
I thought we said we weren't going to talk about
this. No, you got to talk about it a little bit. Like,
We've got other Spurs fans.
It's a hard place to go to.
But, what were they doing? I didn't even know Inter Milan was in it, first of all. That's how much I paid attention.
Well, because just figured Spurs would just, why even talk about it?
No, honest to God, right? Spurs went 1-0 up. It's in the San Siro in Italy, which is a really hard place to go and get a result. Now, Spurs have done it a couple of times in the last, I don't know, 5-6 Champions League seasons where Gareth Bale had scored a hat-trick at one stage. But Icardi scored in the 85th minute to equalize for Inter Milan.
Right.
And then they gave up the goal in the 92nd minute.
Yes.
Yeah.
To make it 2-1.
Yeah.
So in reality, Spurs didn't play that bad there. They're just a little bit unlucky, you know? That's what I'm saying,
unlucky,
that they can do well.
I don't know about that. I don't know if that's the term I would use.
No, it's exactly the term you have to use. Yeah, they played well. They outplayed Inter Milan for 99.8% of the game.
Yeah. 99.8%?
Yeah, those two goals were the 0.2%.
Yeah.
The first goal was a straight, it was a lovely, lovely bit of goal. But the last one, the corner off the corner, it's a fluky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That could go either way. He bounces it off the 2 inches the other way on his head. It's, So,
see,
they shouldn't be happy, but they shouldn't be discouraged completely either.
Well, but they're in, as Gunnar says, how'd you put it? A downward spiral
of negativity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not happy about. It's not just a 2-1 defeat in the Champions League. It's okay. Man City lost in the first round. I understand that. It's this downward spiral of negativity that has me concerned.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd I didn't think they'd miss Lloris this much, but they do, apparently.
Well, he's pretty good.
He's good, but
so they'll miss.
It's just a goalie. Come on. 10 other guys on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And they also left Alderweireld at home, and they left, it's hard to say, I know. I mush it every time I try to say it. Alderweireld. He was at home, and Sissoko, I think they left back back in the end. So, I mean, not having those two guys with a not very deep bench wasn't very good for the team.
Fire Pochettino. I'm just that's all. So I like firing coaches.
All right. Yeah.
Football, New York Giants, fire him. Two games in, new coach, fire him. Get rid of him. He's horrible.
Why don't you put some money on it?
Is that because Barkley's not running the ball enough?
No, that's not it at all.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, go. Well, I didn't ask the question.
He had fourth down and 2 inches to go, and he punted the ball on the 50-yard line. So that's why.
So they should have got Barkley to run it then.
Why did you draft him?
Yeah.
Why did you pay him all that money?
Why did you draft those thighs? I mean, good Lord.
Those thighs get you 2 inches.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Actually, they should have just given him a first down because he was in the back field.
In a lot of worlds, 2 inches is huge. So just, all right.
All right, we'll take a break and come back because next week I'm just going to sit here.
All right.
Really. Yeah, you like that.
All right, yeah.
You know, for somebody...
Empty chair over there.
All right, now I'm mad.
Right.
You said
let's take
it.
A break.
Now I'm mad.
Let's take
you
a break.
Simmering. Come on. You have absolutely no right to say that. To
Do me. Not throw that.
None. Zero. All right.
So I'm breaking up there.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5. All right. Short version of EPL 1300 this week. We got Reds baseball coming up. Anyway, that's all. No,
come on, the Reds.
No, I'm just saying. We love the Reds. So let's, in this final segment, let's look back at the actual EPL matches that happened this past weekend, and then we'll take a quick look at what's coming up this week. And, of course, on Saturday, Liverpool 2, Spurs 1. I'm fine with that. I mean, I wanted them to win, but I'm fine with that.
Liverpool are good this year.
They are really good.
Tough match, too, up in Anfield.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it.
No, it wasn't in Anfield.
It was at...
It was still away, but it was in Wembley. Right.
Oh, it was in Wembley?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, right. I blew that one.
empty chair over there.
Yeah, empty chair over here, right?
On Monday night, great game. I don't know if anyone caught it or not, but it was Southampton and Brighton. Brighton came back and equalized and basically nearly the last kick of the game through a penalty. It was basically the last kick of the game. It was a great game.
You got to love
it. It was one of those games that you think you're not going to enjoy to watch, but then it turns out to be a cracker.
Well, and a lot of times that's the case when you have two teams where you go, oh, I don't really care. And then they end up being great games.
Exactly. So that's correct.
That was Monday. All right. Let's go back to Saturday and run through it. Bournemouth 4, Leicester City 2. It's okay. Leicester City is still in the Premier League, and they'll always be my champions.
Always your champion.
Always.
They're a working man's champions.
That's exactly right.
It's like the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, they're not at all like that.
Why not?
Well,
No, you don't bring the Eagles into this show. No.
Right, sorry. Okay.
Even though I'm not a Giants fan anymore, don't bring the Eagles in here. Bournemouth and Leicester City. Chelsea 4, Cardiff City 1. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was. Yeah. I think we're finishing each other's sentence here. They've got a really good chance to win the whole
league. Yes, they do.
Yeah. They're looking strong.
They have no chance to win the whole league. There's Liverpool. Liverpool's winning the whole league.
Chelsea are top.
Oh, boy.
Chelsea are top at the minute.
I'm saying Huddersfield is going to win the whole thing. By the way, they lost 1-0 to Crystal Palace on Saturday.
Who? Wilfred Zaha scored that goal.
Zaha,
not Zlatan, which we will get to, but Zaha, who was traded to United a couple of years ago, and they reckoned he couldn't make it, but he's still leading the line with Crystal Palace, still scoring goals. Someone else will come in and buy him. And actually, I think a good move for him would be to Spurs.
Yeah,
because
me too.
It's only around the corner from where he currently lives. The problem when he went to United was he went to Manchester, and he didn't have any family, no support network.
Right.
If he goes to Spurs, it would be a great signing for him. It would be unfortunate for any Crystal Palace fans, but I think it would do
I
well
agree
for him.
1,000%.
Okay.
Get him there.
Get him in.
He's going to be expensive, though. I mean,
who
cares? What's he going to cost?
Who cares?
35.
I think so.
Who cares?
Million.
Pay him. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay.
Man City 3, Fulham 0.
It's an easy one.
Yeah. Well, Man City was obviously looking ahead.
Newcastle 1.
Lyon.
Yeah.
Arsenal 2. And that's a great win for Arsenal on the road up in St. James'
we
Park.
Haven't, we
Newcastle.
Haven't done it in a couple of years.
No. Yeah. But Newcastle have only got 1 point from 5 games so far this season. I thought they were going to be stronger.
They've had a rough run, though, right?
I mean, they did have a tough run. But still, you
expect Chelsea, Man City.
Arsenal. Yeah, you expect them to get more than 1 point in there.
Yeah.
I think I actually picked Newcastle last show.
Oh, to go. Yeah, to win.
That may have just been because of you and Arsenal. But,
yeah.
But
United won at Watford, which was not a top of the table clash, but it's the first loss that Watford have had.
Yeah.
And Lukaku scored again. He's now scored 4 goals in 4 Premier League games. He's banging them in.
He is banging them in. He looks like that monster kind of guy when he's out there that we haven't seen a lot.
He's like a skillful Emile Heskey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we saw it at the beginning of last season, and then I guess he just got tired. You know, like halfway through the season, he just kind of tailed off a little bit.
I think the whole United team kind of tailed off a little bit.
Now, for the people listening, who did you just say?
Emile Heskey.
Yeah, who is that?
He played for England as a striker. He actually started off at Leicester City as an 18-year-old, and he took the world by storm in the Premier League in like 1999 to 2001.
Okay.
Then he moved to Liverpool, and he led the line.
He was never heard from again.
No, he led the line for Liverpool for a number of years, and he was meant to be like, people called him the clock because it was a little bit tick. He's a big, big man, and he led the line really well for them. And he played for England for a number of years, but he got a lot of stick as well.
All right.
So they're very alike the way they play, Lukaku and Heskey.
Yeah, they're built the same way.
Heskey's a good player. Like, he was a good player, but he got a lot of stick.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Sunday, Arsenal, Cardiff City, Man U, Burnley, Spurs.
What?
I'm looking all the way back.
You're going way back. You've gone way back. Sunday, it was Wolves beat Burnley 1-0.
Right.
That brings Wolves up the table. They're way higher than anyone, I think, would have expected. They got 2 wins.
Well, they're my favorite
two
team.
2 draws and a loss. And then West Ham went to Everton and beat them 3-1 in Goodison Park.
Shocking.
That was crazy, yeah.
Shocking.
And now, from that, Jack Wilshere, who's kind of the linchpin in that team, he's going to be out with another injury.
Yeah,
so
he's got to have ankle surgery, right?
That's a shame.
6 or 7 weeks out.
Yeah.
Yep.
But here we were thinking West Ham might not win a match the whole year.
Yeah.
Basically.
And go up to Goodison, too. That's not an easy place to play.
You haven't been here, but I've said that West Ham is already playing in the championship. They're not even in the EPL. They've been relegated.
I may not have been here, but I listened to the show on the podcast. You can get it on WLXG.com.
Yeah. I make my wife listen to it every week.
That wouldn't shock me.
But she's actually a good soccer player as well. So.
She's great soccer. She's better than me.
But
that's not hard.
But Wolves. I'm very happy about Wolves because I love that team. I love their kit, I think, is what it is. Well, you know that's important to me, the way
you
look, uniforms.
You're fickle. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, it's not fickle.
Nah, the badge is. The badge is strong. I'm with you, man. It kind of looks like a W, but then it's also a wolf. I mean, it's good marketing.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right. What's the nickname for where they play?
The Den.
Yes.
The Den, yeah.
Get in there. Well done, Laro.
Well done.
Woo! All right. Woo. Oh, he's so happy. Look.
Coming up Saturday, what jumps out at you?
Unfortunately, nothing. but like we said earlier on, that any game can turn into a really, really good game. Man United host Wolves.
Right.
Liverpool host Southampton. Leicester host Huddersfield. Crystal Palace and Newcastle. Cardiff host Man City, Burnley host Bournemouth, Fulham host Watford, and Brighton host Spurs.
All right, now wait. Mickey apparently likes the Fulham-Watford match.
Yeah, I like watching both of those teams play. Fulham, once they get rolling, they're super to watch. And the Deeney Machini, you can't stop the Deeney Machini in Watford.
The Deeney Machini. Yes. He's doing well, though, Deeney Troy. Yeah. He's carrying it. He's lost a little bit of weight.
Yes, he has, yeah.
I think that's the difference.
He's got such a good attitude, too, to be honest. He was in there talking about how much stick football players get at away grounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I got teeth like a shark. What can I do about it? It is what it is. Because if you know, he's not a great-looking dude.
No, he's hilarious. And because he gets the stick for having the extra weight as well, some of his celebrations are fantastic.
Yeah.
Like jumping into the crowd, rubbing his belly and stuff. He's
you got to love that. You gotta love it.
But he's still fit and he's strong as an ox. He just has that other type, body type, like a Wayne Rooney-esque kind of body type.
Right.
Not like a tall, striking ballerina like Zlatan. Yeah. Or ballet man, whatever. Yeah. They call it, what's a male ballerina?
A ballet dancer.
Ballerino.
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 I don't know, man.
Anyway, on to Zlatan from last weekend.
Greatest goal in the history of football.
No.
It's insane.
Not the greatest goal in the history.
I don't know, man. That looked pretty sweet. I've never seen anything like it.
It doesn't mean enough, though.
No,
just the athleticism to do it. We're not talking about it didn't happen in a World Cup final. It didn't happen in the English Premier League. Blah, blah, blah. All that. If you don't know what we're talking about, Google Zlatan goal. And just because that's what will pop up and watch the goal that he scored.
And it was his 500th. For I mean, Galaxy, that's pretty
and
that's
it was his 500th yeah. goal.
It was like an inside outside, from inside to outside roundhouse kick at like.
Who does that?
7 foot in the air.
Yeah. Who does that? I mean, Chuck honestly, Norris. To think about.
Bruce Lee.
To do that in the air and then have the athleticism to actually pull it off, like that's insane.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
And the ball didn't just trickle in. It went in with a bit of force.
Yes, it did. It rippled the net. Love it.
One of the best things, if you watch the video of it,
it was Toronto.
Toronto, sorry. Yeah. Toronto. Look, and it was at Toronto. Uh-huh. Look behind the goals. All the Toronto fans are like, they just have their mouth open. They're like, that just happened?
What just happened?
Oh, my
yeah.
God. I mean, like, people actually have their hands over
like
their mouth.
Playing Daniel LaRusso, man. It's incredible.
By the way, you mentioned Toronto.
Sweep the legs.
Yeah, that's right.
There was a huge match last night that we haven't even mentioned.
Yeah, who did they play?
Oh, in the Campeones Cup.
Yeah.
Which is the most important competition in the world. Everybody knows that. They played from the Mexican La Liga, basically. The champions from last year. It's MLS champions against those champions. And they're some team UNLA or something, Mexico.
Oh.
And I watched 45 seconds of the match. It was fantastic.
We've talked about the Mexican League here before. It's fun.
Yeah.
They just go at guys. I love it.
There was some blood boiling. And I actually watched about 10 minutes of it. And what I watched.
Yeah.
There was some serious stuff going on in that match.
Love it.
I mean,
yeah.
They were right up. Well, Josie Altidore, of course.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, somebody looked at him the wrong way, and he took offense to that. Yeah. And
they lost 3-1.
He went crazy.
Did they lose 3-1?
Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto lost.
Oh, yeah. At home. It's not, doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
No.
At all.
Well,
they got Bradley and Altidore on there. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well,
what did Zlatan say? I guess he got into
those
it.
Those are the guys you want kicked to the curb.
Oh, yeah.
U.S. men's soccer.
Well, here's what Zlatan, I guess, got into it with Bradley. And he said, I've played more goals. He said to the press after, he said, I've scored more goals than that guy's played in games. He needs to play by my rules. He's got a point. He does. Yeah, he's got a point.
Right.
Get him out of here. What does Bradley think he's doing?
So Arsenal's playing Everton this Sunday to get back to this West Ham and Chelsea. The big question is... The big question is, can West Ham keep it going? They got the momentum now, baby.
Well, that's actually a London derby as well. That's probably the... Anything in terms of fan rivalry, that would probably be one of the biggest ones. They're full of hooligans on both sides.
It's true.
Kind of a generalization, isn't it?
No.
Not really?
No. When you look at any of the kind of hooligan movies from the early 2000s, Chelsea and West Ham figure... quite highly in the two of them.
Huh. Yeah.
I know, and that is a generalization. You're right, but still.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, what were they called? The Chelsea...
Ultras? No.
They had a skull as something part of their flag.
Something with five.
I can't remember. Yeah. But it sounded...
I'll try and wipe that out.
It just sounded very intimidating whenever I heard it. And I was like, oh, I'm getting out of here.
Not good. Don't hang around those guys.
That's right.
All right, before we get out of here for this week, anything going on with Ireland that we should know about? Irish national team, anything?
Oh, yeah, there is, but it's not safe for radio.
Oh, okay.
There's a huge story. I'll play for you guys afterwards, and then I'll post it to my own Facebook or Twitter. But basically, there's a WhatsApp message of one of the players who was... There was a bust up in the camp between Roy Keane and John Walters and Harry Arthur, who plays for Bournemouth. And one of the players came out and he was talking to his friends, and his friend recorded the whole thing. And then it all came out. Good. So it's like a breakdown, but there's a lot of swearing in it. And
we like that.
I know, yeah.
Off the air.
Off the air. One thing I would say is that Cincinnati, still top of the USL. I think we've gone 7 games unbeaten or something.
17.
17.
Yes.
17 games unbeaten.
Yes. Yeah. Since May.
Okay, so they're...
They're
going to win the USL, and they broke ground during the week on their new training facility for when they get into the MLS. So it's fantastic. It's getting closer and closer. I'd advise anyone who can to get up and go and see the games.
Mm-hmm.
I think next show we might need to get Lindsey Patterson on.
Yeah. I guess the 28th is their last regular season game.
Yeah.
Or the 29th, I can't remember. Home game. And then I'm sure they'll
29th
have...
is Saturday. I think it's the 29th.
They've only lost 3 games out of 29 this season.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And they're doing it. Jeff Birding and all of them are doing it going into MLS next year with the players they've signed.
Yeah.
They're so good. So good. All right.
Paddy Barrett being one of the main good players there, by the way.
Is he Irish?
Yeah.
Shocking. All right. Thanks, Todd. Collie, great to have you back.
Good to see you guys.
Nice to see
you. Great to be here.
Mickey, see you. All right. Stay tuned. It's the Reds coming up right here on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5.